KBMW.
8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Got sunshine right now. We're up to 79 degrees. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Morning Show. And as always, we got to talk real estate with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty. In studio with me, air-conditioned studio, too, I might add. Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Is it comfortable in here? To me, it always feels like it's like an icebox.
I think it feels great.
Okay, yeah. Good. So, you just came in from outside, too. So
good point.
There you go. So, talking about real estate, Sherry, you said you've got a couple of things you want to mention.
I do. We've got a beautiful farmstead just south of Wahpeton, between Wahpeton and Fairmont, just over 6 acres. Very well cared for property, outbuildings, and it's in a great location. So give us a call if you'd like to see the property. Another one we've got on 4th Avenue in Wahpeton, a great two-story colonial property, hardwood floors, lots of character.
Wow. So two really good listings.
Two very good listings.
All right. Yep. All right. And so people want to take a look at it, they can just contact you or stop in at the office.
Exactly. Yep.
Do you get a lot of farm listings? Do you get a lot out in the country, or is that kind of...
Kind of hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go check out another one this week. But, yeah, and they usually go pretty fast. You know, people are looking for those nice rural properties.
Right. Well, and I said, too, I see some Action Realty signs by a couple of really nice homes here in town.
Yeah.
We got to talk numbers, Steve. Do we want to talk that?
Just there and not moving in the right direction.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I think so.
I got a question for both of you. How has getting a real estate license changed since you first got into the business? Steve, I'll ask you first.
Changed a lot.
Okay.
When I first started, you had to just take, a few hours of class, and then you were able to test right away. But back then, excuse me, the testing was a lot of math, it seemed like, just different types of property and square footages and legal descriptions. And now it's a lot more technical, and I think, wordage and things like that. And a lot of times, it's a lot of the stuff you got to test on, you're never going to use again in our job.
Sure.
But they still want you to have a rounded part of that. But, and also back when I started, you had to pass the national and the state both. If you flunked one, you had to take them both over again. Or now it's divided. If you pass one, you only have to take the one that you missed.
Okay.
So that part of it's got a little better, but there's a lot more hours of education required before you can test. So it takes a little bit of an investment on a person to say, I really want to do this, because... It's a little more involved to get the license.
Is that to weed out? I mean, do you think that's to kind of weed out kind of the non-hackers or people that aren't quite sure?
Well, I don't know. I think it's just more education, trying to make sure people know a little bit more about the business before they come in.
Right.
But like everything else, you can go to school for 4 years and come out, and you still got to get on the job training. It's just the way it is. And I don't think it's any different in our job.
Nothing beats hands-on,
That's right.
So do you have to take refresher courses for this? Once you get your license, is that good for...
Nope. Actually, we are required to take a certain amount of continuing education hours per year. And if we don't, then our license doesn't renew.
Okay. So, yeah. That's how it works. So and they follow that pretty strict,
they
I would
do.
Imagine.
Yep.
Okay. So, we've talked about this before. People out there listening to this, and it's like, I really want to get into that. You're always looking. And you'll bring people in and give them the kind of training they need. All they have to do is contact you, right?
Exactly. Give us a call if they're interested, or if they're just kind of toying with the idea. They can follow us around for a day and just see if it is something that they would enjoy.
Right.
And then they can always, be pointed in the direction for getting their education. On this note, we do have a new agent that's joining us.
All right. I like hearing that.
Yes. We're excited to have Shanna Casey. It's going to be joining us. as many of you know, she was in our office at Christmas and Valentine's with her floral designs, and she's jumped ship, and now she's going to sell real estate.
Moving into real estate.
That's right.
I love that. See,
yep.
You got somebody started there.
Exactly.
Definitely. So one more time, Sherry, with the two listings, we'll kind of parrot this for people that may have missed it the first time around. Yep. You've got two.
Yeah, there's two right now that we want to talk about today, and the two, there's one farmstead between Wahpeton and Fairmont, a great property, almost 6 acres, outbuildings, very nice property. And then we've got one on 4th Avenue in Wahpeton, a two-story colonial, 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, hardwood floors, lots of character.
All right, and just contact you, they give you a call or just stop into the office, folks. Stay cool. Thanks for stopping in here. I'm loving summer. I got to be honest with you. Even this
Me too.
Excessive heat, I really don't mind. Steve and Sherry from Action Realty, thanks for stopping in. We talk real estate every Tuesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Sunscreen, hot dogs on the grill, and summertime fun with Dablo in the morning.
What are you up to?
Weekdays from 6 till 10 on AM 1450 KBMW, the voice of the valley.